This is my Uncle RJ. This is the best podcast ever.
Welcome back to the Going Great Podcast. This is episode number 147.
Wow, 147. Robbie's in heaven talking to me.
Oh my God. That's a lot. You know, that's a lot of minutes in heaven with you, but I'll take it. Oh. I don't care.
Did you ever play 7 minutes in heaven? Because I definitely did not, because I was a fucking dork.
I did. I think my first, as they say, French kiss was seven minutes in heaven.
Whoa, nice.
That was a couple of years ago. Two years ago, maybe.
No, I don't even think I like ever played like spin the bottle, like any of those fucking games. I was busy playing Nintendo, I think.
Sega Genesis. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, now you could try it now. Get a game night.
Yeah. Talk to the missus. Hey, you want to play spin the bottle? Just me and you.
You know, invite some people over and play spin the bottle.
Oh, get some pineapples everywhere.
Oh, I love it. It's fantastic. But my name isn't Spin the Bottle. My name is Robbie.
Yes, and I'm Ryan, and this isn't some kind of swingers podcast, although I don't know, maybe someday it will be. This is Going Gray, and we are just two middle-aged guys talking about stuff that's going on in our lives, things we want to complain about, things that make us happy. And you know, we'll run through a couple segments that we do every week, like "Ooh, that's nice," "Washed up," "Who asked you?" We'll definitely talk some politics, some sports, some entertainment, you know, whatever we feel like. So if you want to get involved, please send us an email with your complaints or whatever. goinggraypod@gmail.com. Find us on Instagram. And also check out Let the Boys Watch. It is Oscar week part two. So we're watching movies that are nominated for Oscars. And please listen to that, because we have to make up the amount of money I spent renting that movie yesterday.
Oh, you did rent the movie?
I did. Well, because there's I was like, maybe I'll stream it, you know, quote unquote legally. But I just got it. So check that out. We're doing Sing Sing this week. So,
God, I was going to try and say maybe we just do Anora and then save Sing Sing until the streaming numbers go, the price goes down, but I guess not.
Listen, if that's what you want to do, that's fine. I watched it and I'll watch another one. I don't care, but whatever you want to do.
No, then we got to do it. I don't want you to spend $55,000 on Sing Sing.
Whatever. We could talk in the group chat, but I watched it, so it's up to you guys what you want to do.
Well, hopefully it was good. I'm hearing good stuff.
Yeah. So yeah, Robbie, how you feeling this week?
Feeling good. Not a too crazy of a week, but it was nice. It went fast. I didn't think it was gonna go fast, but it went fast. Right? Life's going fast.
Yeah, like I feel like I was, you know, looking over our list, and I was just like, you know, we can talk about this week. And the last couple of weeks, we spent a lot of time talking about Dale Eater, and his fucking jerk off friends. But yeah, I feel like this week was like kind of, it went fast, but it was a little like unremarkable, at least, you know, personally, and you know, shit went down, but not as crazy as like the first 2 weeks.
No, yeah, I mean, this stuff went down. I mean, you don't think it's really going to the Department of Education, who cares about that, but
Jesus Christ,
what can you do?
It's just like, it feels like, so we'll get into it. He said, / wowser of the week. So week three. I feel like his fucking little 19-year-old minions are just like going door to door and just like, all right, we're in here now. All right, we're in here now. And like, it's just all of these, again, were these federal departments perfect before? No, there was probably tons of waste. I get that. And I'm okay with making changes or making things more efficient or whatever. But to just go around and close everything is fucked up. And we're gonna feel repercussions from this because we're all, I don't want to say we're all poor, but like we're definitely not rich. So it's gonna affect all of us soon, I would think. Like, how could you close these things and expect nothing to happen? Like, what are they gonna do? Privatize everything, I guess, so they can make more money, but then what does that leave us?
Yeah, I wonder like how that is in the long run. Like you need people like us to spend and consume and things like that. Like if everybody's just, doesn't have a job and is poor,
Right.
like just like a dystopian society, nobody's doing anything. Like I don't understand it. Maybe it is idiocracy where everybody's just running around drinking Mountain Dews out of water
Yeah,
fountains and
I
beating their
guess.
meat. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to me, like that. The power that that Sims character wields over everything. I find it hard to believe that somebody like that, who's an idiot and is extremely vastly overrated for the things that he fake does, given so much power to him,
Right.
to be the one and only to go in there and cut waste. I mean, he destroyed Twitter and X, and yeah, Tesla's cool and stuff like that. I guess it is what it is, but everything he says and does is all bullshit too, like
Yeah.
Mars and self-driving cars and high speed fucking tunnels or whatever he's doing. It's all bullshit. He's just a grifter and lies and stuff like that. So it's weird to me.
Yeah, it baffles my mind, and like the again, I don't know what can be done or what to do or what I don't know any of the other quote unquote leaders in Washington can do, but like something's got to be done. Like how can like this just like they're just going around closing shit, and it's just like, yeah, all right, like yeah, there's been some protests this past week, but like it's I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm trying to like stay optimistic, but like maybe that's not helping. I don't know what to do.
No, I think it's, but I also think, like, which is good, is like, I think stuff's starting to ramp up now, more protests and stuff like that. I think,
I hope, yeah.
which is nice, but I don't think people are going to back down from that. Yeah, some of this executive order stuff is just smoke
Fluff.
and mirrors. Yeah, and
Yeah.
it's getting shut down in the courts for the time being, which is good and helpful. But nobody's doing anything. Like, I have to laugh at Chuck Schumer's press conferences and what they're doing. Like, oh, they like went to the Department of Education and they're like, you can't come in. They're like, okay,
All right, cool.
that's
Thanks.
fine. All right, thank you, bye. Like,
Yeah.
no, get arrested.
Yeah.
You like do some things.
I saw some post or something. It was like what, Democrats, like what did we do this week? And it was like a list of like things they've done to try to like stall or stop like all the nonsense. And like more than half of them was like strongly condemned such and such. And I'm like, great, thanks. I strongly condemn shit all the time, and nothing happens.
Exactly. While
Yeah.
Republicans are blocking Supreme Court justices and stuff like that, and we had Chuck Schumer say, "We will not go." Cool.
Cool, thanks, man.
Thanks, Chuck. Way to help us out. Nah, it's so stupid, and everything's just dumb. I bet all these people didn't even know what U.S. aid was fucking 3 minutes ago, and now all of
Yep.
a sudden. Now all of a sudden they believe that they were spending hundreds of millions of dollars on condoms and stuff like that. Like you have like Joe Rogan on his dumb fucking Neanderthal gorilla podcast talking about the USAID spending. Like, Joe, shut the fuck up and go somewhere, you stupid idiot. Like just the misinformation and stuff like that is insane to me. And it's so far gone that it doesn't even matter anymore with that.
Right.
You just have to just be your own person, do your own research, and or just ignore it because you know where it's coming from and who it's coming from.
Right.
But this stupid, he's stupid. Elon Musk is stupid. I mean, the big thing is like all this stuff that's going on is to It's just for the tax cuts they're trying to do. It's not to
Right.
help. It's not to help us, the American people, the low and middle class people. That's not there to help us. It's there to get this tax cut through because they're having a hard time kind of pushing it through because of the spending. It's not, those tax cuts aren't going to help us. And,
Right.
shutting down these government agencies or putting tariffs on stuff isn't for us. Like, wake up. You're so fucking stupid.
I don't know. It's definitely like as time is going on, like things are seeming more performative, but like that doesn't mean that things aren't going to affect us, or maybe not us directly, but if programs start getting shut down, Medicaid, Medicare, like if the Department of Ed stops, sending funding to schools, stuff like that. Again, it may not affect you and I directly, but it will eventually affect us because, just as an example, let's just say they gut Medicaid or gut Social Security, and we now have family members that may rely on those types of programs. Okay, it didn't cut it for us, but now we maybe have to step up and help them out or something like so, and that's going to happen across the board for everyone. So like our generation of people who live through seemingly nonstop crises, except for maybe the 90s, maybe, where we're just struggling to get ahead the way that our parents' generation got ahead because they bought a house for 5 cents and got steady raises and had good jobs and with or without a college education. In our time frame, in our age, we should be further ahead than we are. And then now this is another burden. And I don't mean a burden like I don't want to help people, but like it's another added responsibility on our plate of already full responsibilities financially. So like again, where does that then leave us? Like they keep talking about this great wealth transfer from, the boomer generation to like the, Gen X and the millennials and all that stuff. Like that's not going to happen, man. The billionaires are going to get that money. Like we're just going to struggle forever. Like for the, again, maybe not specifically us, but like our generation, we're fucked.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think we are definitely screwed. Definitely a paycheck to paycheck generation. There is
Right.
no I guess kind of relief.
Yeah.
It's this sustainability of what has been done, and nothing is kind of going anybody's way as far as some relief with inflation and stuff like that. It stinks. And
Thanks.
nobody cares. Like, we'll just now we'll just ban paper straws, I guess. We'll do executive orders on paper
Yeah,
straws.
it's the important stuff.
But it doesn't matter. Like
I could drink his fucking Sprite out of his McDonald's cup.
yeah, like you, it doesn't matter. Like they move the goalpost, and what his following had said prior to the election about what was important in the groceries and stuff like that. Now, that doesn't really matter anymore, or it's not his fault. He didn't kill, all these chickens and all this stuff, and like that was Biden's fault. And they
Of
flip it and reverse it. Shout out, maybe Missy Elliott, and
course.
they just. It's just bullshit executive orders. It's just they're throwing so much stuff at the wall to distract stuff, and the media is an absolute disaster. They're horrible. There's maybe like three good people left with that. Every day, it's just doom and gloom, and
Right.
it weighs on people, and it's
Yeah.
just like it. They exhaust people, and the media's good at that, and they need that because they need the views and they need the clicks. But for the last, it feels like we said last week, it feels like 10 years so far. And we're not even like I'm not even searching for it. Like, if I go to try and look at something, or if I go on a website, like, the first thing you get is like, it's all Trump, or it's all shit that's going on with him. It's like, I'm not trying to, like, I'm trying to read something different here. I'm trying to,
Yeah.
see what's going on the island or something like that. Or
I'm
everything is
trying
just
to look up
like,
a recipe and they're talking about fucking spending cuts. What the fuck? Get to the
exactly. Jump to the recipe. I don't care about, Trump's
recipe.
tax policy. Just, I want to see how much, cups of cheese I need.
Yeah. The last time I made this delicious dish was when Trump's tax cuts took effect.
Yeah, the last time I was able to make this dish was when Trump's government put us all under martial law, and we couldn't leave our house. So
Yeah.
we were able to just make this fantastic sourdough bread. It
Yeah.
was, I don't understand why polio and measles came back. Maybe because our health secretary decided to, ban vaccines. So now I have to stay in my house because I don't want me and my family to get tuberculosis.
I saw a video the other day of that other that moron. He was putting, I think, I don't remember the exact name because it, I mean, I was very angry, but it was like methylene blue or something, but it's like basically used in livestock to like help I think like oxygen levels to your blood or something weird. And I'm just like, of course this fucking guy uses some weirdo snake oil bullshit. Like, what a fucking loser.
Exactly. He's such a fucking loser with his dumb stuff as well. He's just a liar. But people think that what he's saying is true. Like, yeah, of course. Like, I agree with the food coloring and stuff like that. I understand that, but like,
I
just
can, yeah,
like
I can agree with
enough.
some things, but yeah, come on. Some of this stuff is ridiculous. This guy just left a bear in the middle of Central Park. Like, what a weirdo.
Exactly. It was all like all a lie too, like how he said it too. He's just another psychopath. I don't get it. It's funny to me, what people will do and what people will say and what people will believe. It is crazy. But that's just the day and age we live in. It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't matter. Nobody wants to have an honest back and forth conversation, at least like on the internet. Everybody just is like, you're a stupid lib or something like that. Like, they don't want to hear the talking points. Like, all of a
Arguments
sudden,
are just no, fuck you. That's the argument. Okay.
all of a sudden everybody's well versed in, government policies and USAID and, how they would fix it. But, 3 hours ago when they were, taking Oreos out of their ass crack, they didn't know what USAID was for and what they were spending. But yeah, I know. And like, they want to, like, come on, like, you want to go up to the Department of Education? Like, come on, man. That stuff, there's some beneficial stuff. Yeah, nothing's perfect, but there's some beneficial stuff that helps out kids with special needs and special education and funding and,
I know.
stuff for people that can't afford this type of stuff, with low income families and things like that. Like, really? We
Yep.
already suck. We already can't read in this country anyway.
Yeah.
But
It's
that's the point, though, I guess. So,
gonna get
look at it now. You
worse.
we're horrible. We have no, thought process, and our education stinks. So, and you—that's the kind of cult following you get.
Yeah. Yep. Keep them dumb.
Yeah, keep them dumb, and that's yeah. It's just ease up. Like, come on, I don't
Chill
want to do this
out.
for the next 4 years. Like, let's calm down. Like, take it easy, and like, somebody fucking find Big Balls and smack him in the face. And I find it so funny that these people don't have any fucking backbone.
No.
Like, the one dude that I guess works for the team, his little like weird like boy fetish team that he has,
Yeah.
like
He definitely
resign.
like drinks their blood or something weird.
Yeah, like resign for racist comments, past
Oh
racist
yeah.
comments, and like about Indians and stuff like that. And then JD Vance like tells him, "Oh, it wasn't so bad. Come back." And like, dude, your wife is like,
Yeah.
right, like Indian or
Your
Hindu or something
kids.
like that. Like, how? Like, are you fucking it? I mean, I don't, I don't find it shocking when, Trump destroyed Ted Cruz's ugly wife, and, he's over there sucking his teeth. So, I mean, doesn't matter. Nobody cares. Nobody has a backbone. And, what does your wife say? I guess, JD, but, I guess you use too much of her eyeliner, so she doesn't care anyway. So it is what it is.
Lame.
Loser.
Lame. But whatever. So, yeah. I mean, we'll see. Hopefully next week is better? Question mark. I don't know. I mean, the other thing, we didn't even mention it, but I'm pretty upset about the Consumer Protections Bureau. Like, that, I guess, is gone or under shitty leadership. So, don't buy anything, I guess, because if you have to dispute it, then you're fucked.
Exactly. It doesn't matter anymore. It's
No,
everything.
nothing
Like,
matters.
no, they're just destroying everything for personal gain while everybody
Yep.
fights. Well, everybody just fights
Over dicks or
about,
something.
yeah. Or like she, her in
Yeah.
somebody's email.
Oh no. How could I read those two words? It's just deeply upsetting.
Yeah. You're lucky I even read somebody's email. You think I care about what's at the bottom of it?
Stupid.
So dumb, like the things like let people just do what they want to do. Who cares? Like, how
Yeah.
does this affect you?
I know. Yeah. That's it. That's the thing I was gonna say before. Like, yeah, I disagree with, and the reason I'm criticizing RFK for putting whatever that blue shit was in his drink is not because I don't think he should be able to do that. He could fucking do whatever he wants. He could drink battery acid for all I care.
Please.
But for someone to be the head of making decisions about health, then I have a little bit of an issue with it. So, yeah, I don't know. We say this all the time. I guess freedom isn't free. Like, unless it's specific things. Like, if you wanna tout that, freedom of speech and freedom of decision and like all this stuff, but like you're taking these things away because you disagree with them because of some fucking old book that sucks or something, or some misguided nonsense. Like, who the fuck cares if someone wants to put a couple words at the end of their email, or even if that person is transitioning? Like, and that's probably super unlikely because that population is so small. Like, I just don't get, like, and Democrats are probably worse at this, but like, why do we focus on all these small, minuscule problems when there's large scale issues that we should be more worried about? And it's just, all right, let's fight over like the dumbest bullshit. Okay. Like, fuck out of here.
Exactly. Like, why are you the end all be all for pushing your religious agendas, but somebody can't put something like, I don't understand. It's like, why are you, who said you have
Yeah.
authority to push what you want to push
Yeah.
and not somebody else to do what they want to do? Like, isn't there a church and state separation? I guess not.
Absolutely not. Don't they have that fucking, like, I don't know, Bible club or whatever now in the White House?
Yeah,
Some
Mr.
preacher or
Bible.
some shit.
Yeah. Johnny Bibles over there selling him his China his Bibles made in China.
Yeah.
Put
Yeah,
tariffs on
there's like
that.
there's some, I don't know what, I can't even, a department, but like some group now that's like their goal is to like get rid of anti-Christian agendas or something or something stupid. Like, okay,
Oh God.
you come in my house and make sure there's a cross on the wall.
Exactly. Like, why don't you look in the Oval Office? First, start with that person.
Yeah, no, it's okay because he held the Bible once
No, it's
upside
like,
down.
please. Yeah. He can't even say his favorite Bible verse is all of
All of them. I love them all. Oh,
them.
yeah. Even the plagues. Those are
Yeah.
fun.
Exactly. This fucking bozo. Well,
Whatever.
it's nice that his hair's thin at the top. He looks like an idiot.
It's just. Ugh.
But no, let's golf and let's, we can't wait to see him at the Super Bowl today, hopefully.
And
He's
now
fat.
other morons got like commercials that they're gonna play. Like, I almost want to just not watch because I don't want to give any more eyeballs to this.
Who's got commercials?
Musk?
Oh, God.
Like, I think I read he has, he bought ad time. I don't know, it's not like a commercial, but bought ad time to like promote what Doge is doing in the government or some bullshit. It's gonna be so fucking corny. I can't wait to clown on it and then just eat it because I'm not actually gonna do anything.
I know. I love to punch him in his face.
Ah, the dream.
Such a loser.
Yeah.
Such a loser.
Yeah. What
Rip his
up?
plugs out of his hair.
Yeah.
Well, it is what it is. We go
Yeah.
down, we go down, we go down, but at least we're not vastly, horribly insecure like he is, and
True.
is soulless. When
I
he
got
goes
all
to
my
sleep at
hair,
night,
yeah.
got on my hair, and I can go to sleep at night, and I'm not
Yeah.
an insecure loser like fucking he is. I need to just put people down to make myself feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. If we go down, we go down swinging.
Yeah, if I go down, I'm going down, standing up 69, and so I don't care.
Oh, of course. Of
You gotta do what you
course.
gotta do.
That's right. All right. Should we move on?
Yeah, please, please, because all that heat coming from my chest might it could melt all the snow with the way
Oh, please get over
Elon
here and
Musk has got
clean my driveway with that heat.
the way Elon Musk has got me going.
All right, well, let's cleanse the palate a little bit and do some. Ooh, that's nice. Robbie, would you like to start?
No, please, please start.
I got a quick one. Like I said before, I feel like it was a good week overall, but just kind of like an unremarkable, go to work and whatever. An enjoyable week. Had a good time. But one thing I wanted to highlight, which I would say is certain people in this house, it's their least favorite part of the week. But my son told me I was his favorite right in my wife's face.
I love it.
So listen, it feels good to be your kid's favorite, but I feel bad because it hurts my wife's feelings. And I know this is normal. I think my mom was telling me that my sister's kids openly argue over who loves their dad the most right in front of my sister.
That probably hurts.
Oh, that sucks, man. And I feel bad, but like I'm also not gonna acknowledge that like it feels not that being the favorite, quote unquote, it feels good because that's not fair, but like being loved or like adored, I guess, like that, I mean, that feels great. But I keep telling him, like, dude, stop being mean to your mom. That's not nice. And he's just like, no, like, oh, okay. I'll go fuck myself.
That's what I'm saying. If that ever happens, if that would ever happen to me, I'd have to just, sell all my possessions and never come back.
Yeah. Maybe that's why so many people went out for milk or cigarettes because the kids said, Mommy's my favorite or Daddy's my favorite. And they were just like, oh, really? Well, I'll be right back. See you in a minute. And then just never came back.
Exactly. Just like 20 years later, shows up at the, college graduation.
Yeah.
I got lost. Sorry, I didn't. I meant the
Oh,
GPS.
sorry.
I
Yeah.
couldn't find. Yeah,
By the
that'll
way, can you
happen.
float me a hunch?
Yeah.
I'll pay you back.
Had a carton. By the way, can you float me a carton of cigs?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, I feel sorry. Sorry to Katie. Unbelievable.
Yeah. No, it's, I mean, I listen, if the roles were reversed, I would understand, but I would also be a little hurt, I'm sure. And I'm sure this will flip because from what I understand, this does kids do this where, this week daddy's the favorite, next week mommy or whatever. But she knows that she's my favorite, so I hope that
That's all
gets
that
her through the
matters.
day. That's right.
I love it.
Yeah.
Well, that's all that matters at the end of the day.
Yeah.
As long as you're somebody's favorite.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. Very true.
Yeah, great. I love it.
Love it.
That's it for you?
Oh, yeah, that's it. I'm sorry.
All right. Well, my one and only, ooh, that's nice. Ooh, that's nice, is a nice trip to Queens. I went to, chaperone my uncle again
Nice.
into Queens. My mom came this time.
Nice.
We were able to, see the cousette, and their child. It was fantastic.
Little cuz.
Little cuz. The roads were nice. It wasn't a bad trip at all.
Awesome.
We were able to get there under an hour. We found parking almost immediately. The
Beautiful.
simple joys in life.
Yeah.
We got there. The cuz had the meats, the cheeses. I mean,
Oh.
forget about it. He went to Italy to get the meats and cheeses. What a
Beautiful.
fantastic guest. He had a nice cold brew. We went and got a couple of coffees for everybody and just hung out and chilled for a little bit, which was nice. It was
That's awesome.
yeah. My uncle got to see his granddaughter. My mom got to see her as well. And no, it was nice to see everybody. I know it's probably not tough, but I'm sure they were happy to see some people
Oh,
because
yeah.
which is nice. I mean, and they got some a little free time, which is well deserved. So it was nice to see them. Baby super alert and like crazy to me, like eyes open and like
Oh, yeah.
strong neck game. So it was it's crazy. It's like only a couple months old, but I was shocked with
Yeah.
the development, the player development.
Yeah, it's wild how fast it goes. It's
Yeah,
crazy.
it's nuts.
Yeah.
But no, it was nice to see everybody.
That's awesome. And yeah, like you said, coming from someone that's been there, like having guests over, or like even just, I know it sounds crazy because it's like, the kid is the most important thing in your life right now, but like just to have like a little bit of time where like you're not holding the baby like nonstop and like someone else is enjoyable. Like I'm gonna go like just go into the kitchen because I know the kid's being watched right now and I don't have to like worry about them like eating the electrical outlet or something whatever.
Yeah,
It's
sure, that's a good thing.
nice. Yeah, and you're like, you a lot of times you're cooped up, especially winter time. Yeah, I'm sure they were pumped to have guests, especially guests like you guys.
Yeah, it was nice. I'm sure they enjoyed it, and please, the cheeses, the pretzels, I mean the chips that were there, the assortments. I was able to get my hands on a few dots. He was
Oh yeah,
dotsed
did you
up.
try any new flavors?
Yeah, the barbecue. I'm not a big barbecue guy, but that was very good, and the
Okay.
Southwest flavor was good as
Okay.
well. I
All
think the
right.
thing with those is that if you eat a lot, it starts to get
Ah.
enough. Like it's like all right, these
All right.
flavors are a little too much.
I'm 100% in that right now. I need to take a break and just like go back to it in a couple weeks or a few months. I think I went overboard, which is what I always do when I like something and then I ruin it.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I feel like I have to give it a, I have to be, I have to go on a dots, a cleanse because
Yeah.
I eat too much and I'm like, all right, these flavors need to calm down because it's not hitting the way they used to hit. So, but they were
Right.
good.
Good.
Oh, we're trying to figure out what the Southwest flavor tasted like, but I still haven't figured that out. But they were both very good. Great pretzels. Can't say
Nice.
anything. Yeah. And then after that, we drove home again. Traffic, fantastic, thank God.
Beautiful.
Went to the Terrace Diner, got some onion rings. Forget about it again.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Look
How
out,
are they the
watch out.
second time?
Oh, please, second time. Ooh, that's nice. Ooh, that's nice. S
Oh,
so nice. We ordered twice.
of course.
And no, they were good. They were great. They really are the best. I had onion rings a few weeks ago, and they just were not from this place, but somewhere different. They just weren't hitting like the
Yeah.
old TD Terrace
Yeah.
Diner, not Tony Danza.
No, I mean both
Oh,
touchdown,
please.
Tony Danza, Terrace Diner.
Yeah, no, it was good, fantastic. The onion rings, they never disappoint. The horseradish sauce they gave out, please forget about it. One bite, my loins melted like butter. No, fantastic. Disappointed in my chicken Caesar wrap. The chicken was very tough.
I hate that. I fucking hate that.
I know. definitely overcooked. The flavor was there, but the
Yeah.
chicken was definitely
Oh.
overcooked. I should have just stuck to like, I
A
also got a
burger or something.
cheeseburger. My mom got a turkey burger. I should have stuck to that.
Yeah. I feel like every time I'm out at a restaurant or like getting food like at work, like lunchtime or whatever, I always am like, I should probably get like salad or chicken or like chicken sandwich or something. But every time you're rolling the dice that you're gonna get tough ass chicken. I hate that.
I don't know, it's just a pain in the ass. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
So I feel like, unless you're not ordering like something that comes with a chicken thigh,
True.
it's very easy to just, a breast just to be overcooked, like a piece of a breast. But it is what it is. It was still
Yeah.
good.
Good.
Wasn't bad, and that was it. It was enjoyable, so that was nice.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, I'm glad you got to go out there, see everybody. And I mean, traffic being good that's fantastic.
Yeah, thank God. That was fantastic.
Yeah, good.
It was nice. Traffic, thank you.
Yeah. Well, speaking of the cuz, I think, I'm not sure, but Robbie, who asked you?
Me?
No, maybe the cuz, but I'm sure you talked about it yesterday when you saw him. But listen, and maybe it's not just the cuz, but we had a group chat because you and I are trying to organize, maybe a night out with the boys. And feel like, maybe there was some no responses, some lackluster responses. People may or may not stink.
No, people, they all fucking stink. I hate them all.
Did you talk about it with them at all yesterday?
No, I didn't.
Ah.
No, I should have. I forgot. He acted like those texts never went through.
Yeah. No, hey, listen, no response. I was a little upset.
Some would say no response is a response.
You might be right. Hey, to be fair, I get it. It's a little tougher for him to join, but maybe we'll see or something. Would have been nice.
No, he's a fucking dick. He's a dick, and that's it. And that's it. What can you do? You go place for him, and when you think there's a little favor to be returned, please forget about it. Crickets. Crickets are a galore. I thought it was, I thought I was the looking out the outside of my front door with all those crickets, but no, it was the cuz in the group chat.
Yeah, I had the other cuz included, but he did respond at like 6:45 the next morning, which I was like,
Yeah,
eh, not everyone's awake.
he gives I was waiting for his generic, response as well, so I could just bash it, but it is what it is. It's all generic. I mean, people, it's like you only live once. Hang out with your friends a little bit. I understand it's tough. But hey, you could get one day. You do all this stuff with your family and significant others, you can get one day to hang out with your boys. It is what it is. Like, cut the shit. That's what I
Listen,
gotta say. I don't give a fuck.
cut the shit.
So, what can you do?
Don't know. Nothing, I guess.
Not to
Well, you and
suck,
I can go out if no one joins us.
Oh, yeah, it's totally fine. Please, we did last time. We had a fantastic time.
There it was.
But, it is what it is. You expect people who, may not have supper with your sister to come out and join, but I guess I'm not, good enough for him. But it is what it is. What can you do? You're not everybody's cup of tea. So,
Maybe it's me. They're like,
no, please, maybe
listen,
it's
I'd
me.
hang out with Robbie, but I don't hang out with Ryan.
No, maybe it's me. You never know. Maybe it's
Also
Walter's
true.
fault.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe we should have done separate text messages and see the responses.
Please, that would have been smart.
You
Next time.
know what I saw? It's somewhat related, but I thought it was funny. I probably saw it on Reddit, but I'm not sure. It was this guy who was like, man, I miss MySpace. It's getting tired doing this every day. And he was sending out to his group chat a top eight friends list every day or every week. And I was like, that's fucking funny. So maybe we should start doing that. Let
I
people
love
know where
it.
they stand.
Yeah, I don't think that I'd have a top eight after
No, it'd
that
be like
picture.
a top like three or four.
Yeah, especially after that group chat.
I would, but then also I wouldn't want that to happen because then if I was not, number one on a few lists, I'd be very upset.
Me too. Be devastated.
Yeah, so maybe let's not do that.
No, we can't.
No,
Let's not
let's
do it at
not.
all.
I'm gonna live in my deluded world where I'm everyone's favorite, including my son's.
Me too.
All right,
I'm going
good.
to be your son's favorite as well.
All right, good. Yeah. So, Robbie, our next segment is, well, that's great. And we mentioned it already, but we got a bunch of snow last night. And I wanted to say, well, that's great because I gotta go fucking clean it up, which I'm not a fan of doing stuff. And I'm supposed to get on the road later to do some work things. And I feel like it's gonna be a pain in the balls.
I did. Yeah, I don't know.
I think
It
the roads will be
stinks.
okay.
The roads would be okay, but it also stinks. Like, I don't want to clean this stuff up. Leave me
No.
alone.
Yeah. Just
But
let me sit here. After we're done recording here, I was, it would have been nice to just go sit on the couch, drink some coffee, watch whatever stupid show my son's watching, for the fucking 100th millionth time. But no, I gotta, after this, I gotta get out there and clean off snow and probably break my back. So that'll be fun sitting in the car with a broken back. So thanks, Mother Nature. And then I guess we're also getting more snow this week a couple times or something. Who knows?
WTF.
WTF, mate.
Unbelievable. But I mean, yeah, that's nuts. And then oh, and then you gotta drive, hopefully, and then hopefully, there's not a massive, Super Bowl party in the streets. It is what it is.
Oh, I know. Ugh.
Crazy.
I don't even want to watch
It's
tonight. I mean, I'm gonna, but I don't even want to.
it stinks, but hopefully, you get yourself something nice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm gonna get the friest, greasiest foods and eat them. And it's gonna be fantastic for about 14 minutes. And then afterwards, I'm gonna be like, oh, I don't feel good about myself. And I'm a piece of shit. And why did I eat all that stuff? Why didn't I just get a salad?
Exactly, right? But
Does that happen to you, or am I just a weirdo? Like, if I eat like shitty food, not like shitty, like it tastes bad, but shitty, like it's all fried and greasy and there's fucking bacon all over the place or something, I always like, not my stomach doesn't hurt, but I just feel bad about myself. And like, then it makes me like, have not enjoyed the meal, but I think maybe I'm just a weirdo.
no, same. I just it,
All right.
there's a lot of times where I eat this stuff. Like, case in point, I talked about that hero that I got from hometown. I was
Yeah.
like, this is gonna be great. And then afterwards, I'm like, that was the dumbest thing ever. Why did you do this to yourself? So no, it happens all the time, and I hate it, and I regret a lot of things that I eat after the fact. So no, it's not
All
just
right.
you.
Okay, good. As long as I'm not a weirdo. But also, I mean, they taste good going in. It's just once that food's in there, it just makes me feel bad about myself.
Oh, please. I know. I'm with you. I hate it.
Yeah. All right. Well, regardless, I'm still gonna do it.
Yeah, of course. I'm still gonna eat like a stupid idiot today anyway. It doesn't
Oh
matter.
yeah. Yeah. So well, we'll get to some sports talk a little later. I guess a quick washed up. But I don't even know if I want to even mention this idiot, but like fucking Kanye, like all his nonsense on Twitter this week. But he's not washed up, I guess. I don't know. The next day he's just like, social experiment. Gotcha. Like, what the fuck?
It's just,
He's a
it's
psycho.
he's exhausting. He's like not even. It's like he's so exhausting. Like, with the bipolar, and then he has all, you don't have autism, dude. Like, what's
Yeah.
wrong with you?
You
Like,
just,
he's,
you're on drugs.
yeah. So, I mean, his shit is played out. He's a loser. I don't like him. I'll still listen to his music. You know, the stuff that the pre insane. I mean, he probably was always insane, but the stuff that I like, I'll listen to. But
Yeah.
he's just an insane person, and it's not even funny. And then, like, when did we like just when did it become cool to just like all of a sudden, be big praising, Adolf all of a sudden? Like, when did that become
I don't
like
know.
the norm of like, all right, well, this is cool. It's like, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
I don't get that. And like,
I don't
people
either.
are, out and about and proud about it. And like, yeah, I know Twitter's accessible, but like the likes and stuff that he got in some of those tweets mentioning that guy was just like insane to me. And I'm sure like half of it's fake and bots and stuff like that. And I get that,
Yeah.
but still, like,
I don't get it.
I get it. I'm not huge, and like, I don't think cancel culture is cool, or people, if you do shitty things, of course, but like, just because you might have, done something stupid, or made a joke about something, it's like, let's calm down, everybody,
Right.
but
Yeah, if
the
you're
constant.
repeatedly going with all the like over the top shit just to like get reactions, like that's, come on, stop it.
Exactly, like, it's just crazy to me. Like the Elon stuff with the salute at that was, I mean, that was okay, I guess.
I guess, yeah, doesn't matter.
Openly, like, just like trying to affect like elections, especially like overseas, like, that's weird. I guess that's okay too, but like, all these things are just crazy to me. Like, nobody's getting canceled for things that it are truly cancelable.
Yeah.
Like Elon stuff, him, what Kanye's doing now. I mean, yeah, 99% of the people know that he's insane, and like, there's nobody that will, work with him or stuff like that. But like, if you got to keep on saying you're a billionaire, are you a billionaire?
Oh yeah. It's like that line, no one says they're king or something like that. Like no one who says they're a king is truly a king, something like stupid like that. But it's true. Like the people, it's like when you talk about people that are like fake rich or like new money, and you got to flash all your shit, like every all their clothes say like whatever designer, they got all this jewelry, all these fucking cars that they leased and stuff like that, and you're just like, what's the saying? Rich talks, wealth whispers, something like that.
Probably, right?
Yeah, like I mean, if I was that rich, I wouldn't say shit. I wouldn't tell anybody.
Me either. I don't
No,
get it.
I don't know. It's insecurity.
Oh, 100%.
I hate
It
everything.
definitely, yeah, it's he's just a crazy person, and it's nuts to me that it's okay to what he's like, what he was able to say, and then he backtracked, and like, I don't know. I just never thought that it would get to where it's gotten.
I know. Yeah, couple not that long ago, literally any of these things happening would have been weeks long canceling these people. Like just even just like you said, the Elon salute, like he would have been run out of town on a rail for that shit. Like, I mean, look at how long the coverage was for, I don't know, just as an example, Clinton getting blown in the office. Like, yeah, that's you probably shouldn't do that shit, but like it was years of that. And now we're doing like talking about the worst regime. Well, I guess you could argue certain other ones were worse, but one of the worst regimes ever in history. And you're celebrating these fucking people. And everyone's just like, yeah, okay.
Exactly. And it's like, it's crazy to me how we got here, and nobody's doing anything. Like, you're Jon Stewart's and people in power, and nobody's doing anything. Like,
Nah.
he just seems like he's just going through the motions. Nobody really gives a shit. Everybody's just allowing this to happen. Democrats don't give a fuck. They just want to, Nancy Pelosi just wants to just trade stocks left and right and, become the wizard of Wall Street over here. Nobody cares, save for a few people maybe, but I don't know. It's exhausting, and it's too much. And I mean, he could say what he wants, but he's, again, like what these people do, it's like that's great, like, but you're also a deeply troubled person, so I'm just glad that I'm not. I don't have to live in your body and be you. So.
I think it's just generally like freedom of speech, yes, but that doesn't mean freedom from consequences. But there's, it seems like if you have enough power or enough wealth, there are no consequences. So like, I think they're slowly, or maybe not slowly, but I think they've realized that at this point, like they can do whatever they want and like, yeah, okay, like you said, maybe certain people won't work with them, or like they'll, when they leave a room, they'll be like, this fucking guy. But like, what does that matter? Like, they could still literally do anything they want at any time. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't it doesn't matter.
No.
I don't know when it's going to change.
I don't
I
know.
don't know when it's going to when people are going to turn, I guess, against these people, but maybe not. Maybe it needs to, like, maybe just people need to hit like super duper rock bottom, I guess. I mean, I
I
don't know,
guess.
these guys look like shit. Like Trump looks like, when he's looking at the picture, man, he looks like shit. He looks like absolute shit.
Yeah.
But doesn't matter. Who
Nope.
knows. It's just I just can't believe how quick, not quick, I mean, it's been a, I guess ever since people just like, how quickly we have declined into a dumbed down, idiotic
Right.
society.
Yeah. It was fast.
Quick, under
Yeah.
a decade.
Yeah. I mean, we were always like kind of dumb, but like it's, we have spiraled very quickly into, and it's honestly like, it's also, you know, we're being a little like doom and gloom here, but like it's also really like not that bad yet. Like it's still pretty decent for most people, I think, but like we are spiraling the drain, and it could get really bad really quick, and it's gotten really bad pretty quickly.
Yeah, I never thought I'd see the day of like government agencies being potentially shut down for no
Yeah,
reason.
for no reason, just 'cause.
And nobody, and people are just like,
Oh, okay.
but it's not even like Congress has the authority to spend and stuff like that. So this wouldn't like, and has like the power to do things like this, and they're just
Yeah.
allowing it.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
And then like
I'll go
what,
fuck myself then. That's basically
yeah, and then
everybody.
like, when this is over and like he can no longer run, they'll bash him, or something like that, or say like,
Oh, on the way out the door, yeah.
like when they all sat there on their high horse after January 6th and bashed him in, on television on and that Senate hearing to certify the election, they all bash him, and now they're ramming, they're pegging him, and they're getting pegged by him, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the worst. That was an insurrection, blah, blah, blah. But also, let's get this feckless moron to prosecute the case, and he's just gonna dick around forever, and nothing's ever gonna happen. Like, all right, yeah, great. It's all bark, no bite. Thank you.
Exactly. It's fucking
Someone bite
stupid.
somebody.
Please. It's ridiculous.
Get call Tyson. I know he's a piece of shit, but call him up. He'll bite somebody.
Yeah, I don't know. He likes he loves Trump, so I don't know if he's
I
gonna,
know. It was a bad example.
maybe Kanye. Maybe he could buy Kanye.
Yeah, mate. If you give him enough fucking laughing gas, maybe he'll do anything.
That's true.
Stupid. All right. Do you have anything you want to say about the stupid bowl today?
No, I mean, it's just crazy to me. Like, I haven't even consumed one piece of Super Bowl
Nah,
media or things
nothing.
like the entire week. It feels good. I
Yeah.
watched the game, obviously, but I don't even like. I don't know. I'll hate watch it, but I'm not really rooting for anybody. I don't really care.
Yeah. I think it pains me to say it because am a Giants fan and I hate the Eagles, but I think I gotta go Eagles, honestly, because I fucking hate the Chiefs and I hate their ownership and all that bullshit. And I don't know. But you know what? Honestly, it doesn't really matter. I don't really care who wins because it doesn't really affect me. I wanna I was gonna, you know, like I'm like, oh, in the past you might say like, ah, I wanna see some funny commercials or a good halftime show, but like I don't really like Kendrick Lamar. I don't dislike him, but I don't really care. And I also like don't care. Like, I don't want to support these fucking corporations that are ramming this shit down our throat. So, I don't know. Maybe I'll watch something else. I
Maybe.
won't, but
I do love Kendrick Lamar. I'm
I
excited to
know.
see him. But
Yeah.
commercials or whatever.
Maybe he'll do something funny or like give certain people the finger or something. That would be funny.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Maybe he'll fucking kick Trump in the head or something like that. Who knows?
He'll fly in on a parachute, drop kick him.
I love that. But yeah, I mean, Kelsey stinks. Taylor Swift stinks. Patrick Mahomes stinks. His wife
Thanks.
stinks.
Andy
So yeah, I
Reid's
guess I'm
thanks.
Andy Reid stinks. Andy Reid, the terrible dad.
Yeah.
Things like that. So yeah, I'll root for the Eagles.
Yeah, I guess. I
Even though I
don't
can't stand Bradley Cooper as well. Who do I like? Let me see. Joe Montana.
know. I like about four people.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm commercials are dumb. NFL cowards to Trump now. They took the
Yeah,
end
the end
racism off.
racism.
Yeah, of
What a
course.
bunch
Just
of.
got cause nobody like I even find that so funny too. Like quickly, like again, I don't want to divulge, but remember when like Ariel put those black like just a black picture, like just a black spot on their Instagram accounts and stuff like that back in 2020.
Oh, yeah. Fucking lame.
companies and stuff like that, like. You don't give a fuck. Well, the only color you care about is green.
I know. Well, that's like every June, all these companies are just like, rainbows everywhere. They don't give any fucks about anyone
Don't give
unless
a
they're
shit.
giving them money. And even then, they don't care about you. They just want your money.
Exactly. But yeah, go Eagles. Fuck, I don't want to see a three-peat, especially with these assholes. And to the refs, call a holding penalty once on the Chiefs, please, because
Yeah, please.
Nick Bosa got strangled for 4 quarters last year and didn't get called once.
Yep. Stupid. Stupid.
Joke.
Honestly. All right. Let's wrap it up as we've been for the past couple of weeks. Did you watch Severance this week?
I did.
All right, nice. So, if you have not watched episode 4, this is a chance to not get spoiled. We'll see you next week. But if you did, stick around. Robbie, what'd you think of this week's episode?
I thought it was fantastic, but I was getting a little pissed off. It was a little slow in the beginning. I'm like, this. I said to myself, I said, this is it for me. I said, I'm done with this.
This might be it.
This might be it. But no, it was a great episode. One of the best they've ever produced. I thought it was very good. Obviously, they had the set pieces, cinematography, fantastic. I mean,
Yep.
a nice twist at the end, which I loved. And yeah, an all-time performance by John Turturro. Forget
All
about it.
time.
Yeah, fantastic, absolutely awesome.
Yeah. No, see, I agree with you. It ended up being a great episode, but I was also kind of like, a fucking bottle episode. Like, they could have done, like, as it was going on, I was like, they could have done some of this shit just like in the office. We don't need a field trip.
Yeah.
But yeah, again, by the end, I was like, all right, great episode. And you're right, even when I was kind of like in my head complaining a little bit, like, why are we on this field trip? I was still like, of course, this, the location, the cinematography, everything about it was top notch, A plus. But I don't know, with shows like this sometimes it really pisses me off when they have like a, again, I think they refer to it as a bottle episode, sort of, but this ended up not being that, where it's like this self-contained, like sort of a filler type episode where it's like, oh, now we're on this thing. Because, last week it's Mark's getting reintegrated. And like that kind of really wasn't touched on this week at all. But because how everything, went down with Irv and Helly or Helena, and just that all the other weird shit, fucking Dieter just jerking off in the forest and melting.
That was crazy. So stupid.
But yeah, no, again, I'm excited for next week. It was very enjoyable. Yeah, I'm curious to see where this goes. I can't imagine that this is the end of Irv. You don't just have John Turturro in your cast and get rid of him, although, I mean, I guess other shows have done that. I think they're gonna, my theory is they're gonna wipe him and he's gonna like revert back to like nothing as his innie, because I can't imagine that they would like end him and then now his outie's what, standing in a forest, and they're like, hey, all right, by the way, you tried to kill someone, so like get out of here. I
Again,
don't know.
I definitely think he's, of course, he'll be back in some capacity. But yeah, everybody was everybody who thought that that wasn't actually Helly R.
Knew it.
Congratulations to you.
Yeah.
You guys nailed it.
Pat myself on the back. I knew
You
it.
should pat yourself on the back, please. And the little things about even the ding of the elevator that I saw, that I read about,
Yeah.
people were right. Usually they're not, but yeah, I that was I wouldn't say it was like, I don't think that stuff like that is like a true shocker, because they did like plant the seeds and put little
Oh, yeah.
breadcrumbs there and there, and they were like alluding to it. Like shockers are like, if I haven't read, Game of Thrones and Ned gets his head cut off, that's a
Right.
shocker to me because I don't see that coming. But they did plant a little breadcrumb here and there, like the red wedding, things like that. Those are shockers to me. But
Yeah.
this was nice. It was nice to see like everybody who had that inkling, like this wasn't her innie. This was her outie, and it's true. It was good. Like even like, just like, and it was like a nice revelation when he says to her, when her says to her, "You're not, Helly," because Helly w wouldn't say something so mean or something like
Yeah.
that,
Yeah.
which was
Helly was
nice.
never cruel.
Yeah. But he knew from the beginning. He knew
Yeah,
even
he
when
knew
they
something
had
was
the,
up.
and even like, again, something with the, and this, I can't take credit for this again because I'm a dumbo idiot and a stupid boy, but the hang in there, somebody alluded
Yeah.
to the
The
hang in there
poster.
poster. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah,
And
so like
maybe
that's
plant something.
kind of what maybe that's how they bring the original Irv back or something. I don't know. What a show.
Yeah, I was getting a little pissed off the first couple, but this is why they sucked. This like that Godfather 3 GIF, just when I thought I was out, they put me back in.
Yep.
So I'm back. I'm excited to see. We have like six more episodes, right? Something like
I
that.
think so, yeah. Yeah, I
So
think it's 10 episodes.
I mean
Right?
nobody plays just a menacing, like calm, cool, and collective weirdo, like Mr. Milkshake.
Oh man, he's so good. Everyone is so good at acting. And we've said this so many times, but it's like when you see things like this, and then you see shows and movies where there's like all these weak links, and you're just like, how does this happen? How do some of these things have these weak ass performances when like it's clearly possible to have dynamite performances across the board? Like everyone in this episode and in other episodes just fucking brought it to this week. It was amazing.
Yeah, you know, it's I don't think, again, there's a lot of shows, a lot of movies that do have some, questionable casting decisions, but I feel like everybody is really good on the show, and there's
Yeah.
not one bad performance from even like the bit players and people like that.
Oh, exciting.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for next week. I
It's a
wish
nice
I could.
twist, a nice little plot twist.
Let's see where it goes. I hope we get more, Mark reintegrating stuff. Like, maybe it's kind of like he has to do a couple sessions or something. Then I was also thinking, like, maybe Irv has been reintegrated, because I kind of felt like in this episode and the last couple episodes, like, his they keep talking about, like, voice, like how your voice is different, like, in and out. I kind of feel like Irv, his demeanor was just, like, different this season so far. So maybe Ragabi is, like, when she's like, I'm better at it now, like, maybe she was working with him, and that's how also he knew that Helly wasn't, because he made the jump pretty quick to, like, who's powerful enough to send their outie down here? Like, she's an Egan. But I'm also, like you, I'm a dumbo, stupid boy. I'm reading stuff on, the internet, like, that dream he had, like, tipped him off, and, like, all this sh I don't know. But either way, I love it.
Yeah, fantastic. And I'm again just excited to see where it goes.
Yeah, definitely. All right. I guess we should probably wrap it up. I gotta fucking go shovel.
Yeah, I hear you. Please.
All right. Well, hey, again, if you're still with us, we love your support. Send us an email. Enjoy, I guess, the Super Bowl tonight, since this comes out tomorrow. But we love you. Robbie, tell them good night.
Good night to the NFL.
Yeah, for 6 months.
Maybe forever with the way you've been acting lately.
Oh my God.
I doubt it. Please, not that money machine. Money
No,
machine.
no, no.
Oh,
You don't just turn a machine off like that.
no way.